MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Benong Mokgaly. I need to disclaim up front, I hold Purple Group shares. That's an important component. Benong, morning. Appreciate your early morning time. A sense announcement out from Purple Group on Friday. You'd advanced them a loan back, September 2018, 25 million rand loan, converted into shares of Purple. A great deal. Those shares are worth almost 190 million. I want to go back to 2018 when you advanced that loan. You weren't yet on the board. As I understood, you joined the board only in 2019. How had you heard around Easy Equities, Purple Group? What was your sense? Because I've got to be honest, I looked at it then and I wasn't as convinced as obviously you were.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely convinced, Simon. You're absolutely correct. So first of all, we always back the jockey. Mm-hmm. So I know Mike Barnes for many years. Mm-hmm. He's been a good friend of mine. He started Purple Group. We watched him because as a family, when I say family, I talk about myself, my lovely wife, Susan, my two daughters, mm-hmm. Sepiso and Maneo. We started our own family investment in 2002, all of it with after-tax money. By that time, we had already invested in 9 companies. We owned 3 of them 100%, not having started that way, by the way, small stakes, and then we increased over a period of time when only offered. So when Mark Barnes, in his inimitable self, then wrote an article that said, this is how you can save the South African Post Office. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, mm-hmm. the National Treasury said, look, then go and fix it. Mm-hmm. When he went, I knew that he will not give as much attention to his own creation, Purple Capital. So at that time, that's when we looked at the family and say, let's create a new entity called Sirialong Financial Investments. Mm-hmm. He's looking for money. He's already got a loan from Old Mutual and Sanlam. So we had coffee with him and said, how much do you think you'll need? So he needed slightly more. We said, let's start you off with 25 million rand. We signed a deal at that time that says, although it's a loan, at any point in time, we have the right to convert this into shares. At that time, the strike rate was just less than 23 cents. And then we advanced the 25 million rand. He invited me to sit on the board. We appointed a new chairman, Mr. Hepin Jingela. Mm-hmm. We looked at the management and said, we must really go there and help and just be helpful. At that time, they had about 4 subsidiaries, and the absolute superstar was Easy Equities.
Yeah.
I just come back from leading Business Leadership South Africa after about 8.5 years as the group CEO and chairman of the Shell Oil Products Africa, where I was looking after 33 of the then 53, now 55 African countries. So I said, I can go and try and help this management team and not stand in the way. They duly invited me to the board. And I must say, it's been a truly incredible ride. And I thought I could leverage on the close, personal, intimate relationship that I have with CEOs of 86 companies at that time, all of them listed on the Johannesburg Securities Exchange, Simon.
And it's been, I mean, Easy Equities has been an incredible story. I mean, the pandemic undoubtedly helped, but it's been a really, really big story. You and your family now hold, 11.46%, call it 11.5%. We've got another new shareholder there as well, as Mark Barnes exited some of his stake in the business, selling it down a bit. I mean, it's sort of the next leg of the journey for Easy and for Purple as we come through this pandemic and they entrench themselves in this market.
Simon, you're absolutely correct. So Mark wouldn't have sold. But remember, when you're sitting on people's loans for such a long period of time, mm-hmm. at some stage when you are approached by somebody who says, I like what I'm seeing, I think this thing has legs, it has a potential to be another unicorn, these billion US dollar net asset value entities, here's a pot of money, Mark then looked at it. We chatted a little bit about it, and he said, it gives me an opportunity to bring down a part of the loan. So today, in fact, at that time, the share was trading from our rights convertible loan of just under 23 cents. It was 1 rand and 38 cents.
Yeah.
So he probably netted about 200 million rand at that time and then was able to bring down the loan. You know, if you don't owe a lot of people a lot of money, it allows you to think, to reflect. Because remember, creativity is thinking new things. Innovation is doing new things. And I agree with you, Simon. The pandemic simply accelerated the business case because there are four business units there. Mm-hmm. The most popular is Easy Equity. And the business model is simple. You say, if you want to buy an Anglo share, I'll take a number. Say it's trading at 1,000 rand.
Yeah.
But you don't have 1,000 rand.
Yeah, yeah.
I can take your 20 rand together with 100 other people and then buy you a small component of an Anglo share. You look at it in your app. Every hour you can see how it is doing. So for me, it was very clear that if you got big players, like if you signed MTN, then all of a sudden you've got access to almost, there are 30 million South African customers. If you went to Capitec, at that time they had 10, they are now exceeding 30 million customers. Now all of a sudden this thing could really be quite interesting. And by the way, I think our stake, which is 14.5%, I genuinely believe that it has got lots of legs because you can see the guys are not only thinking, they're innovating. By that time, it was only a South African company. Now it is in the old SACU region, you know, Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, and Eswatini. Now we're taking this thing globally. So we're looking beyond the 60 million South Africans. We're looking at bigger markets. And I must tell you that in the pipeline of these executives, we just had a board meeting last week, and the plans that we saw on the table and how we are prepared to give our own sweat equity to make sure that this thing flies so that if we get it right, maybe, just maybe, we don't ever have to work again. And by the way, that's why you invest, Simon, because you don't bet the farm on one investment. Like I said, we are now invested in nine. But the three that we now own 100% is a company that started as a marketing research company called Consulta. Yep. We owned a 16% stake, then 20. Then the University of Pretoria sold us their 40% stake. We moved it up to 60. Now we own it 100%. It's run by a phenomenal, good quality human being. His name is Babu Pilani Innocent Dlamini. The second one that we own 100%, it's in the medical devices. It's called Talk Medical Supplies. Again, there are a number of subsidiaries there. There's Quattro, which is technology. There's My INR. And there's Isifuba that sells cardiothoracic medical equipment, mostly to public hospitals. The last one, it's truly absolutely exciting. It's called DigiLitho. It's a simple printing company. But if you dig deep, half of its revenue we get from hiring out forklifts to CTM, to Italtile, and to Topstore. As we speak, we are buying six more of these, I call them cars, at $500,000 each. Each one of them with a lithium battery is going to cost us 5 million rand. But we already have 84 forklifts, Simon. So you can see that there's value, there's utility. Apart from printing, one day when we don't have money, you've got 84, we'll have 90 by the end of this year. You sell half of them. These things are now tradable. The managing director, again, is an incredible, good quality warrior of a woman. Her name is Esme Chiota. The husband, Isaac, runs the forklifts division. She's got a staff of about 15 people. Whilst in Consulta, we're talking in the call center alone, about 80 people. Talk Medical Supplies, there's 35 employees. All of a sudden, you can look government in the eye and say, you know what? In our small little way, we are trying our bit to create some employment so that we do three things. One, we become a trusted advisor. Number two, we are a partner of choice. But we'll do everything in our power to make sure that this ANC-led government becomes a capable state somewhere.
Yeah, and that's the creating employment. But I love your point, back the jockey. I noticed you say there, a unicorn, a dollar unicorn, that puts Purple another 10x higher. It's not going to happen in a week, but it can happen in some time. Benang Mohale, appreciate the early morning time, sir. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.